Nevada Senate GOP hopeful Jeff Gunter donated to anti-Trump Republicans like Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney. By Sean Moran on March 28, 2024. Former Ambassador to Iceland Jeff Gunter, a self-claimed America First candidate, has a history of funding anti-Trump Republicans such as Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney as he seeks to become the Republican nominee for Senate in Nevada. Gunter served as former President Donald Trump's ambassador to Iceland for 18 months. However, his tenure has been plagued by accusations of poor performance. The former ambassador joins a crowded primary race between Army veteran Sam Brown, who is backed by the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, and the Senate Republican Conference Committee Chairman John Barrasso, RY. Other candidates include former State Representative Jim Marchant and former candidate for Lieutenant Governor, Tony Grady. This Senate race represents a potential pickup for Republicans as they hope to oust Senator Jackie Rosen, DNV, and pick up the Senate majority. Although Gunter has claimed the title of the America First candidate in the Silver State, Gunter has frequently donated to anti-Trump candidates. This includes over $8,000 donations in 2016 for Never Trump and former Representative Liz Cheney, RY, who later helped the Democrats lead the January 6 Select Committee. Over $14,650 donations to Senator Susan Collins, Army, from 2007 to 2020. $5,000 in donations to Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. $7,700 in donations to Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY. $7,500 in donations to anti-Trump Speaker John Boehner. One of Gunter's consultants, John Thomas, secured $50 million for a scam super PAC, which backed Governor Ron DeSantis's, RFL, campaign. Thomas set up Ron the Rescue in November 2023, which secured significant contributions from wealthy donors. The Daily Mail reported that Thomas's PAC was using his name and likeness without his likeness and could be considered a scam. The PAC reportedly spent roughly $20,000 on grassroots efforts to boost support for DeSantis. Andrew Romeo, the then campaign communications director for DeSantis, said, "We've made clear from the beginning that this was a scam PAC looking to grift off Ron DeSantis, and it comes as welcome news they are no longer attempting to fleece our donors." The PAC claimed that Trump was a liability on December 2022. The PAC wrote, "Trump is a liability at the top of the ticket and his renomination would only give the Democratic Party more fodder. Voters are starting to wake up." The PAC also wrote at the same time, "Once again we can recognize the achievements of the President Trump. But calling to terminate constitutional law is not only lunacy but damaging to our republic. At this point we are no different than the left. It's time for Trump to retire and make room for new blood. DeSantis can wrangle the needed suburban, Hispanic, and independent voters while maintaining the rural Trump base to come out with a victory. Trump is simply poison to many of the needed crossover voters," Ron to the Rescue wrote in November 2022. In February 2023, Ron to the Rescue wrote, "Progressives know DeSantis is a strong potential candidate and is not going to engage as easily in their unhinged childish schoolyard games like former President Trump has and continues to do. Democrats are scared. They know Ron DeSantis is the strongest, most viable Republican that can win the 2024 presidential election. They know DeSantis is the future." The anti-Trump PAC wrote that Trump is throwing the pro-life movement under the bus to distract from his role and in the poor midterm performance. The PAC wrote that Trump's unfavorability is at an all-time high amongst key voters at 55%, which is 20 points higher than Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at 35%. Thomas, Gunter's consultant, in May 2023 criticized Trump for skipping the GOP debates. He wrote that what Trump is doing here is stripping the party of one of their main roles of relevancy, which is being in charge of debates. In May 2023, Thomas wrote that Trump would distract from attacks against Biden, saying, "This election must be a referendum on Biden and his failed leadership, not the GOP challenger, Trump." Beyond Gunter's connections with his anti-Trump donations and anti-Trump consultants, his time as ambassador to Iceland may concern Nevada GOP primary voters. A 2021 State Department Office of Inspector General report found that Gunter had created a threatening and intimidating environment at the embassy. When Jeff served as United States Ambassador, He completely failed to execute his duties in some of the most important times for the country. He was in Los Angeles, not at his post, when he needed to be there to lead his organization. A former senior State Department official during the Trump administration said. That says all you need to know about his ability to lead and whether he ought to be a United States senator or not, that official added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.